Potential change for women's rights in one state. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As the nation awaits a decision on Roe versus Wade, the Iowa Supreme Court has made it easier for lawmakers to limit or outlaw abortion in the state, reversing a decision by the court just 4 years ago that guaranteed the right to abortion under the Iowa Constitution. This as the FBI looks at a rash of vandalism and attacks on pregnancy centers since a leaked Supreme Court opinion about abortion access.
The FBI is investigating attacks and threats on pregnancy centers as potential acts of domestic violent extremism. In a statement, the agency says it takes all threats seriously and will work closely to protect communities. Pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations have faced vandalism, some spray-painted with the slogan, Jane's Revenge. The centers have been targeted in the weeks following a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion, indicating a majority of justices are prepared to overturn abortion protections in place since the Roe v. Wade decision. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Meanwhile, President Biden continues to blame Russia's invasion of Ukraine for rising gas and energy prices.
Russia's brutal and unprovoked assault on its neighbor Ukraine has fueled a global energy crisis and has sharpened the need to achieve long-term reliable energy security and stability.
The president speaking at the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate today, and two people are dead and a third is injured after a gunman opened fire at a benefit dinner at a church in Vestiva Hills, Alabama, Thursday.
Our investigation, while ongoing, has revealed that an occasional attendee of the church that I will only identify as a white male aged 71, was at the dinner. At some point, he produced a handgun and began shooting.
The suspect was wrestled to the ground by another person at the dinner and is now in custody. Vestiville Police Department Captain Shane Ware says the motive for the shooting is still under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Michigan Supreme Court has rejected a final appeal from sports doctor Larry Nassar, who was sentenced to decades in prison for sexually assaulting gymnasts, including Olympic medalists. Nassar says he was treated unfairly in 2018 and deserved a new hearing based on provocative comments by a judge who called him a monster. Judge Rosemarie Aquilina said Nassar would wither in prison like the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Meanwhile, only one of the 50 states has not pre-ordered COVID-19 vaccines for toddlers ahead of their anticipated government approval.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says shots for children 5 and younger against COVID will be available in Florida, but the state government will not provide them. In comments Thursday, DeSantis said local health centers and pharmacies will have them, but Florida stands behind its health department in not recommending the shots for healthy kids age 17 and younger. An FDA advisory panel has given its okay to Pfizer's and Moderna's shots for kids. The cabinet agency and the CDC must still sign off. If they do, the vaccines could be given starting next week. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there's been a recall of over 400,000 bottles of over-the-counter medicine.
Oro Health is recalling over 137,000 bottles of Walgreens brand acetaminophen and over 25,000 units of Kroger brand arthritis pain acetaminophen. TimeCap Lab also recalling over 200,000 units of Kroger brand aspirin and ibuprofen. And Sun Pharma recalling 34,000 bottles of Kroger brand acetaminophen because packaging doesn't comply with the decades-old Poison Prevention Packaging Act, that certain products be put in child-resistant packaging that makes it difficult for children under 5 years of age to open. Consumers are urged to contact Walgreens and Kroger for info on a full refund. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.